This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Brost with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race gets underway this weekend in the midst of our consistently colder than normal winter. Rick, what awaits teams as they head across the state?
Going to be very different trail conditions in many areas than we've seen the last few years. There is near to above normal snowpack out of Willow and headed up into the Alaska Range as mushers cross Rainy Pass and head down into the interior. There has been a lot of snow in the upper Kuskokwim Valley, snow depth around 4 feet right now at McGrath. That is a lot of snow for that area. Also, because of the lack of strong Chinooks, should be good trail conditions across the notoriously snow-free Farewell Burn area. As mushers head north from McGrath on the northern route this year, snowpack looks quite good all the way up to Galena and then across to Cowtag and then over to the coast. Once mushers get to the coast, there has been near to below normal snow along the west coast, and we're hearing reports there are areas of significant scour.
What about nearshore sea ice?
Sea ice this year looks to be in much better condition than it was last year, where you may recall we had mushers finishing at Nome with open water right off the beach in Nome. This year looks much more solid, especially across Norton Bay, where there doesn't look to be any need to reroute the race to overland.
Okay, well, all in all, sounds more akin to historic Iditarod conditions. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.